We're holding in the story where the Alter Rebbe was asked to explain why he made all these changes, and the debaters of Shklov, they said that we are worried that maybe this is like a Shabtai Tzvi type of thing. And the Alter Rebbe objected, and he said, I'm not going on to the second part of the debate until the Chachamim answer my questions. I answered all of their questions, 1, 2, 3. They had a whole night to answer my questions and a whole morning this morning. You have to honor your agreement. You said that I would be able to ask questions and we can't continue unless you answer them. But it was clear that obviously they were not able to answer the questions at that time. And they're promised, they said eventually you were going to find the answers. That's just, the Alter Rebbe said, you're just trying to trick everyone to avoid admitting that you can't find the answers. And everyone's looking at the Alter Rebbe as he continued to address everyone in the Beis Medrash. And he said, these three questions are the same ones I asked my master, the Maggid, when I first went to Mizritch 18 years ago. And my master, the Maggid, solved them immediately. And since no one here can answer these questions, I'm going to repeat the answers that the Maggid gave me. And he then went, he presented the answers, and he spoke about it for a long time, explaining each one in such a clear, simple way that everyone was really like blown away. How all of a sudden, when you hear the answer, you go like, oh yeah, of course. Right? But nobody thought about it before. And once he had everyone silenced, because they were all listening to him, he used the opportunity that was created by their refusal to answer the questions to explain what is the basic philosophy of Hasidus. So imagine, you're a guy, you never heard anything about Hasidus, you don't know anything about Hasidus, you never opened up a sefer in Hasidus. All you know is what people say. Right? So it could be you're getting a very bad version if that's what you're basing it on. So the Alter Rebbe then went on explaining the whole philosophy of Hasidus and how it addressed the main complaint of the Misnagdim. They said that one of their biggest complaints was that Hasidus elevated the simple Yid. They didn't like that. To me, the Chachamim want to feel better than everyone else. And Hasidus took that away. It took away the importance of a Talmid Chacham. And he then explained why the tefillos of Ivrin, simple Yidin, who don't even know a word of what they're saying, why those tefillos are precious to Hashem, and why even great Talmidei Chachamim have to do tshuva. And the Misnagdim were humiliated, and they could no longer claim that Hasidim were ignorant in Torah learning, or that they weren't on a high level. So the Alter Rebbe clearly won the debate. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, the Beis Din announced his decision, saying like this, the teachings of Kabbalah are very dangerous. Many people, including great Talmidei Chachamim, have not understood the teachings of Kabbalah properly, and they, for that reason, they left Yiddishkeit. Now, by the way, just a side note, they're not wrong. Taka, as someone who learns Kabbalah in the wrong way, it can cause major damage to your neshama. And to you, like, you could literally cause you to have crazy thoughts and stuff like that. But that's what Hasidus came to do. Hasidus made Kabbalah understandable for everybody, which is why we don't have a problem talking about Kabbalah things anymore the way we used to. Now back to what the Beis Din was saying. The same applies in this case. Since the Hasidic movement is based on Kabbalah, which most of the followers, being simple people, right? For every Talmid Chacham who was a Hasid, there were 50 people who were not Talmid Chacham that was a Hasid. So the majority of the Hasidim were Amoratzim. So there's no way they could possibly understand this Kabbalah stuff, and they could easily be misled to go against Halacha. We must therefore say that the Hasidic movement is against Halacha. Now, by the way, this is just one of the many misunderstandings of what Hasidus is. They thought Hasidus is a study of Kabbalah. even though many concepts in Kabbalah are explained in Chassidus, but the study of Chassidus and the study of Kabbalah are completely different things. But in their head, they thought it's all one. Anyways, they based their decision on the Alter Rebbe's refusal to explain why he did all these new things in Chassidus, to change the nusach and stuff like that. And they said, listen, it's obvious he's a very big Goyen, huge Talmud Chacham, but since he has no answers to these severe accusations, and remember, he didn't give answers because he said, you guys didn't answer my questions. So they said, he's obviously avoiding them. Now, while this gave many people a reason to become even bigger misnagdim, oh, the Beis Din of Minsk, Paskin, that we have to go hard against Chassidus, but the whole debate caused a major shift in favor of the Chassidim. Of the thousands of people who attended the debate, over 400 Talmidei Chachamim on the spot became completely convinced that Chassidus was the truth, and they became Chassidim right there. They didn't have to think about it for a month. And many of these new Chassidim came from very important Misnagdisha families. And these new Talmidim were so inspired that they just dropped everything, whatever they had going on in their hometowns, and they traveled together with the Alter Rebbe to study with him in Liozhna. And many becoming his greatest Chassidim. Right? The most famous of these 400 was Reb Isaac Vitebsker and... who's the second one? Reb Pinchas? Rezis, very good. Now, Reb Isaac Vitebsker's uncle was Reb Zemel. He was one of the three debaters against the Alter Rebbe. And when Reb Isaac, he goes to his uncle, Reb Zemel, and he says, listen, I just want to let you know, no hard feelings, but I'm becoming a chassid. And Reb Zemel benched him with success in his decision to learn among the chassidim. And Reb Isaac was very happy to see that his uncle referred to them for the first time. This is the first time he called them Chassidim. Usually he called them the dangerous cat. A cat is like a cult. You know what a cult is? A dangerous group that brainwashes you to do things, crazy things. So the Misnagdim always could say, oh, they're a cat. They're a cult. But this is the first time he called them Chassidim. And he realized that his uncle Reb Zemel, he was not happy with the decision of the Beis Din. Remember, there was the debaters and the Beis Din. So the debaters were not the ones who made the decision who won the debate. The Beis Din was. And he was not happy that the Beis Din of Minsk, they said it was too harsh against what they said against the Chassidim. Clearly, they're just, you know, going way overboard. So basically, even Reb Zemel, one of the debaters, remember, he was the one who was an expert in Kabbalah, the debate who was expert in Kabbalah, he stopped being such a big misnagid. Now, the father of Pinchas Reizis, as we know, Reb Chanoi Chenech Shik, was the Av Beis Din of Shklov, very respected position. And he let everyone know that although he was against the Hasidic movement, meaning he's a Misnagid, he does not agree with the Cherem that was made against the Hasidim. Meaning, you could be against someone's way of thinking and what someone's doing, that doesn't mean you should just put him on Cherem. Right? The Cherem claim that Chassidim were not Shomrei Torah mitzvahs. They didn't keep Torah mitzvahs. Come on, really? Of course they do. So even though his son, Pinchas, became a Chassid, in those days the minhag was, when someone from a Misnagdisha family became a Chassid, the family sat Shiva. Their son died. A Ruchni is dik at death. Just like, you know, might as well go to McDonald's and eat a ham sandwich. Yeah? But he said, I'm not sitting Shiva for my son, like other parents did at this time. And in fact, as we know from the story of Reb Pinchas Reizis, the Reb Pinchas and his father stayed very close for the rest of their life, for the rest of the father's life. Now, although others at the debate were not ready to become Chassidim, but many thought over their opposition to the Chassidic movement and they changed their position on it. And they admitted that the Magid of Liozhna's argument against continuing the debate was a good argument, right? At the end of the day, they did not answer the questions. And they said that the Alter Rebbe was correct, that the Alter Rebbe, what did the Alter Rebbe say? I assume that the Beis Din was not really interested in listening to his explanations. And they're just going to reject anything he has to say. They're going to say, oh, no, it's not because of that. It's because of something else. Whatever I say, they're going to find an excuse why it's not like that. And Taka, when planning the debate, both sides agreed that they would only go to the second part of the debate when each side's questions were answered. And the Alter Rebbe's questions were not answered.